You dude. Met Dr. Green Thumb?
I went to the concert.
Fuck, dude.
Halloween night.
Jesus,
Halloween
man.
Night, I went with, I mean, I'm just going to name drop again real quick. Not a big deal. Just me and a couple of the skanks, dude.
That's what it is.
I went with Big J and Lewis.
And you chilled with fucking the Dr. Green Thumb.
Didn't chill with them. Just, it was a small venue. It was fucking crazy. I didn't like Cypress Hill that much.
I love Cypress Hill.
Dude, Cypress Hill is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Where were you in the fucking early 2000s?
I don't know. I think I was, I thought they're like juggalos.
Nah, dude.
That's what I always saw them.
They're like Latino gangsters, dude. Who like, they were like, that dude was talking about OG Kush back when like people were smoking middies and he was great. He was like, yeah. He claims to only smoke OG Kush. I don't know how true that is.
I believe it.
Be real. He's like, I was one of the original growers of OG Kush, Ocean Grown Variety. I've watched a whole interview with him where he talks about OG
Kush. The coolest fucking guy I've ever... I've he's never seen someone sick. That fucking cool on
he's
stage.
Basically like Ali G in real life.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. And he was awesome. He was wearing a black tracksuit and he was like... He looked like Louis C.K. I kept laughing so hard that he looked exactly like Louis.
He's like 50, dude.
I was like, damn, that's sick. That's where Louis's hiding. He's putting on glasses and a bandana, and he's fucking, hello, my name is Dunk. Dude. So we got there. It was right after a fair one. So I was a little, I had like two or three beers during the show.
And you went right to the
Cypress
Hill concert.
Went to this fucking Cypress Hill concert with Louis and Jay, and... They're just like, we should smoke a blunt. We should fucking hit the vape pen. And
you got to pay homage to
So them. Then, middle of the concert, some dude in front of me is like, you want to do mushrooms? And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. It was a pill.
Mm-hmm.
A mushroom pill.
Was it like
a capsule.
Ground up mushrooms?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or was it like
a capsule?
Nice.
So
about a gram of mushrooms?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's sick.
They were like, I was like, I'm kind of new to this. How much is this? They're like, nah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Dude, I was fucked up.
Yeah, man. I was like a gram of mushrooms.
That was the best thing I've ever seen. I was high as fuck sitting there watching this guy
Cypress
just
Hill
like, yo, fun. Cypress Hill is the shit, dude. It was so cool.
I fell in love with the Meat Puppets that way.
What's that?
They're the member of the band Nirvana covered a lot of their songs, like Oh Me, Lake of Fire. They were all a lot of Nirvana's hits were Meat Puppets songs.
Oh, I know.
So they were just this weird band. They were in the 90s that Kurt Cobain was really into. So I started listening to them, and I saw them in concert when I ate mushrooms, and I was, like, screaming to them, like, I was, like, trying to give them, like, all my stuff. Yeah. I was like, dude, I have so much stuff.
Every song that started, I would go, oh! Like, I couldn't stop smiling. I was like, this is the best shit I've ever seen in my life. And that dude standing out there, and then he took out, like, and at one point I was laughing. I was like, it's so gay that this guy's whole thing is like, I smoke weed.
I know.
Dude, you're 50. Shut up.
Yeah, dude.
If that was any other drug, I'd be like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
Well, if he was up there like, I love drinking, I'd be like, okay, cool, man.
Yeah, nice, dude. Well, it was funny because that was like so fucking sick for him to come out in the early 2000s and be like, I'm high every day. People are like, whoa. Now it's like, yeah, a lot of people are high every day. It's not really a big of a deal.
Dude, it was... Yeah.
Yeah, weed culture kind of sucks.
Yeah, except those guys.
I mean,
somehow
that guy's
they pull
sick.
It off. That guy pulls it off.
I'm split-brained about it. It's like, it's tight, but then sometimes I'm always, like, there's certain people who, like, make it, like, a thing where they're, like Wiz Khalifa, especially.
Yeah,
It's like, more I smoke, the more my, it's like, dude.
The one thing that was really funny was the opener bombed. And
who
I was like,
the fuck
there
was
might
their
not
opener?
Be some, I don't know. There's like, there might not be a worse bomb in the world than a rapper bombing.
Oh my God! I saw
it
at an open mic.
Throw your hands
dude.
In the air, and literally no one put a hand up. It was just like, oof. At one point, I watched him. He forgot a lyric.
Oh,
and he was like,
"You've never seen amateur rap before."
No,
I went to an open mic where they did it, and they were the same thing. They're trying to have like the hook catch, and like, yo, it was a song about lighters. He's like, yo, I don't leave the house without my lighter. I light my blunts with my lighters, and people were just like not into it, and everyone's just like. All right, this is weird. You're fucking talking about your
lighter. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a fine line between, like, you know, the rap that comes out, and it's a sad sight to see someone as, like, godlike as a rapper just, like, be like, oh.
Someone up there bragging about how fucking cool they are while bombing is, it was hard to watch.
Yeah. Be like, I'm the realist.
I started from the fucking bottom.
I think I'm the realist.
Damn, you guys are a tough crowd. he was like, they said if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. Give it up, New York. And like three people were like. But yeah, then he came, Be Real came out and it was just like. And the other guy, the black dude.
He's sick in there too.
He was fucking awesome.
That guy's nice.
And they brought out his hat. They brought out his, they were like, from 1989. They brought it out in a case. He put on a fucking Cypress Hill bucket hat. I was like, this is insane how cool these guys are. And then B-Real took out like a fucking foot long blunt and was like, yo, who's going to smoke this weed? And everyone was like, I smoke weed. Everyone in the audience was like, weed rules.
That's awesome. Man. Who's going to smoke this weed with me?
They were taking fucking blunts out of the audience, smoking with people. Like,
dude, awesome.
It was the coolest fucking, that two is coolest tight. Dudes I've ever seen.
Dude, no argument here.
Mid-rap concert, the guy was smoking a blunt, singing into someone's cell phone. Like, cell phone, they were filming him. He walked up, took a blunt, and rapped into the, like,
into the video?
Snapchat. Yeah, dude, it was like, holy shit.
I mean, that's what's so bizarre about a rap concert is, like, it's not just a bunch of people on stage with instruments and like trying to play music. It's just a big persona thing where it's just like, I'm cool as fuck. You guys gather around and feel cool as fuck with me, and we're gonna do this shit together.
Yeah, dude.
That's when I was at a Drake concert. Everyone was just pretending to be Drake. It's 100,000 people pretending to be Drake.
There's
in
something
an arena.
Corny about that.
Yeah,
but with B-Real, might have been the mushrooms, but just seeing B-Real,
you got mystified,
dude. I was like, this is definitely the coolest guy I've ever seen. B-Real is the coolest.
You're
guy
not
ever.
Wrong about that, though. That's the thing. I'm not disagreeing. B-Real has definitely figured out how to do that, where it's just sick. To like, if I could sit in a room where B-Real was just conducting the fucking affairs, I'm like, perfect.
Where B-Real was conducting affairs?
Yeah, where he's like, now we're going to do this. I'm like, good idea,
dude.
B-Real.
B-Real's fucking shit. Also, it's so funny to be like Mexican cholos that are like,
that's
into like dark, they're into like goblins and shit. Have you seen their like album art?
Yeah.
It's all like skulls.
It's always
and shit.
Like skull mountains.
Yeah, and then they're rapping about weed.
Mexican
makes
cholos
no sense.
Are all about it's Halloween 24/7.
It is.
They love
Muerte, dude.
Spooky jokers, dude. They fucking love that
they
shit.
They love spooky jokers.
I know.
That's Cypress Hill. It's just a bunch of spooky jokers.
They love that shit, dude.
I thought for sure I was going to fucking hate that concert.
Nah, dude.
But I was like, I just went because those guys were going.
So, okay, so you were in there, you're watching B-Real, you had a little bit of mushrooms. Imagine doing that 7 a.m. and going to start your day. It's fantastic, dude.
Dude, mushrooms.
Can't recommend it enough.
Mushrooms are awesome. I've never taken mushrooms in my life.
Let's go.
Not really.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
like
true.
Like once.
And it's different when you're drinking and shit. When you're
drunk, I wasn't drinking. I wasn't really drinking.
Yeah.
Like I had like 4 beers.
Yeah.
I had the best time I've ever, like one of the best nights I've ever had.
You pretty much microdosed.
It was
on
awesome.
Mushrooms. You took a gram, a little more than a mic. You did like a hefty microdose.
Well, I was probably more high too. I was smoking a blunt.
Those mushrooms elbow out that weed
they
quick,
did.
Dude. They, yeah. I,
it's
you think
weird.
You're stoned, you're like, huh?
Yeah, the second time.
Wait, I'm smart as fuck right now?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm fully recognizing reality right now. I'm taking this in and being like, this is a great moment.
Yeah, it's literally, yeah.
When I take mushrooms, I can feel it in my legs.
Really?
That's tight. Both times.
Dude.
I feel like a weird feeling in my legs.
You're like John Juan Carlos, dude. Did you ever read the book? What the hell is it called? I think it's called The Teachings of Don Juan. It's this guy. It was like a Mexican shaman who studied under this other shaman. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. You got that.
Now I'm into Cypress Hill.
You got that cholo energy. Because when he takes, what the fuck is it called? Not Amanita muscaria. It's something else. It's a very dark, dark fucking psychedelic drug. What the hell is it called? I'll think of it later. But this guy says he specifically, his legs feel like super fucking strong.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, that you're on whatever the fuck it is.
Dude, then this was the funniest thing. So there's a guy named Jacob. He's a producer on The Bonfire.
Uh-huh.
Me and him both live in Queens, so we took the same train home. And I was high as fuck.
Yeah.
And watching him operate, because he's a little dorky guy. He's the man. He's such a great dude, but he's a little tiny dorky guy. And he and I love each other. Like, we were laughing the whole time. And then we get on this train platform, and I notice he keeps walking down to, like, different spots. And I'm like,
what are you doing?
Why, just stand here. What are we doing? And then it hit me what he was doing. Like, while we were getting into a train car, he was like, I was like, dude, are you looking to find a hot chick to stare at this entire ride? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, dude, that's fucking nuts.
That's awesome.
And I said it like super loud. I was like, are you fucking trying to find a hot chick to stare at? And he was like, yeah. And this girl right in front of us just started dying laughing. And the three of us sat on the train and just laughed the entire time. And he sat next to a homeless dude. So it went homeless dude that was asleep, him, me. So I started pushing him as hard as I could into the homeless guy. He'd be like, stop, stop, please stop. I was crying, dude. It was the funniest thing in the world.
That was hilarious.
Yeah,